Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Oh, they're around the world somewhere. Woohoo! Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, folks. We're already into February. It's the 2nd, February 2nd for the besties. And, yeah, that's how it's going. How are you all doing? How's the sound out there, Silver Sister? Are we even live? All right, sound is good. Thank you. Woo-hoo. Sound is good. Don't worry, it'll crap out soon. You guys, where are you? All right, Weed Day Wednesday. Is Greg A. Ryan on the line over there too? Or should I say, Driller is with us. Wait for it. Logan. Super slam from the top rope. That's right, baby. Super slam from the top rope. Bam. All right. We got everybody out there. Welcome, Grand Island. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Grand Island. That sounds good. That's a good one. Welcome, Grand Island. All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. It's cold out there. This is supposed to be cold on Christmas, but no, it's cold now. What's your guys' weather out there? It is cold. Let me get the chat going. We can chat with y'all. Yeah. So today is a news day. We got some fun stories for you today. Some good ones. There we go. Chat's going. We can say howdy to y'all. But first of all, we want to give a shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and see us. We are open 6 days a week for your medical marijuana card. Yep, golf clap for that. And if you want to find out what you can get your card for, just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, cruise on over to the certification section, and there's a book appointment. It's the button looks a little different now. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. It's kind of fun looking. It kind of looks like a piece of wood you just step on. All right, what conditions qualify you for a medical cannabis card? That would be, in Arizona anyway, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, and that covers pretty much every chronic pain that you can have, fibromyalgia, migraines, arthritis, all that, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, all types of seizures, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, which runs the gamut to dementia and everything in between. I think we know there's like 28 or 29 different types of Alzheimer's. Let's see, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, you got Parkinson's, leg tremors, leg spasms, all that stuff. You're also eligible for a medical cannabis card if you are taking a medication that causes something on that list. So if you didn't see anything on that list that was for you, or, you know, one of your conditions, but your condition is, you know, like IBS that causes chronic pain or things like that, then you can get your medical card for something like that.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Yep, that's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson at gmail.com. There's actually a form at the bottom of a bunch of these pages here on the website. You can just shoot us over a question. You can get to us on Facebook or Instagram or I think MySpace, all sorts of places out there you can get to us. Patients under 18 can get their medical cannabis card, but they have to have their parent or guardian, and they must, must have current medical records from their doctor with their current diagnosis. You have to see two of our doctors. There are separate appointments. There's a caregiver fee of $200 that you have to pay to the state, plus the regular $150 state fee. And then you have to get fingerprints. You can get those across the street from us at the Academy of Driving. And then you add that all up. And it's also the cards are good for 2 years now, so that's a lot better because the under 18 is rather expensive. And it's mostly because of the caregiver, $200 caregiver fee. Plus, you have to pay for fingerprints. So, but we do that. We also still do health calls. We did one not too long ago. People still want to, you know, still can't get out of the house, but they still want to see the doctor. So we'll come over and get suited up and masked up and come say hello and see you that way. We do cannabis consultations, and those are separate 15-minute consultations. Those are $50. And you can talk about all your medications with one of our doctors and how to use cannabis safely. We do cannabis presentations. You can call us for availability and fees. We'll come and speak at your facility and talk to your clients about getting their medical card or even recreational cannabis, whatever kind of cannabis they want to talk about. We take cash, credit, debit, and we prefer not to split the payments. Now the forms of ID accepted from the state of Arizona, you can use your Arizona state driver's license or ID, but it must be 1996 or after that. You can also use a current U.S. passport booklet. They don't, for whatever reason, accept the ID cards. It's kind of strange. If you know someone is deaf or hard of hearing, we do have an interpreter on hand. Schedule that appointment, same day ahead. And we do price match other certification centers if they're here in Tucson. And for on the day that they're having their special. So if they're closed and you're coming, and you're like, yeah, but they have this great deal. I'm like, yeah, but they're only open, you know, the one day a week. We're going to honor, you know, what we do. So, yep. And I think, I'm pretty darn sure we are still the least expensive in town. That's right. So, and we do telemedicine, which is awesome, flipping awesome. So go to our telemedicine section. I fixed it so you can actually fill out all the spaces you're supposed to fill out. I guess there was somewhere where you weren't able to fill in condition types or something. I don't know. Or medications or something. But now you can. So you can upload your driver's license and
records and get all that ready and done. You shoot that over to us via email. When you complete it, it comes to us. We look at it, make sure you have everything, and then we give you a call and schedule that appointment. You don't have to leave your house. We prefer that you be on an actual computer, because the phones are kind of hard to get to. So now I just looked at our video section. We have a really great video section, and now the waiting to inhale is no longer available. I have to take that copyright claim by NJED Riff Rife. I don't know. But there's still some awesome videos on here. Dr. Lester Grinspoon was on our show. He's up there. Should grandma smoke pot? Absolutely. And that's Robert Flatshorn. He's a very good friend of ours. He was on our show. Watermelon Girl, Baking a Fool of Myself, she was on our show. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has yet to be on our show, but maybe he will. How to Make a Full Cannabis Extract is also not available anymore. Yeah, that's not good, because I always refer people to that. I'll have to find that out, because that's a really good one, and it's a really good way to, and it's really easy, though, to make your own full cannabis extract oil, or RSO, as some people call it, or Phoenix Tears, as some people refer to it. But it's really simple to make. So we've got some Sanjay Gupta videos. We've got cannabis history. We got hemp for victory. That's the telling of our government forcing all our farmers to grow cannabis. And then we've got some fun things. Saturday Night Live skit, put your weed in it. And also John Oliver's just funny marijuana video. So check it out. And we're going to be in an event soon. Just here in a few weeks, we are going to be at the Senior Connection Show. And that'll be February 22nd, 9 to 1 p.m. at the Hilton East Tucson. And that's 7600 East Broadway Boulevard. We'll be down there. We'll have a table, and we'll have information about Tumbleweeds Health Center, how to get certified. And we'll also have our information about the Good Leaf at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard, our brand new hemp and CBD marketplace. Come and check it out. It's beautiful. We've got all sorts of really great products that people are just loving. We've got all sorts of flower that people are digging on and coming back for. We've got blunts and pre-rolls, I call them joints, and concentrates. And we've got all sorts of, like, we've got chocolates and coffees with CBD and hemp and all sorts of really good stuff. Capsules for those that just want to, like, swallow it and go. Gummies for those that like the gummy thing, which I like gummies. Depends on how they taste, though. And then all sorts of fun things. So come check it out. So, yeah, we'll be down there at the Senior Connection Show. February 22nd, 9 to 1, 24 hours. So come check it out. And they're going to have all shows are free admission. There's vendors with products and services for today's seniors, entertainment on stage by seniors, door prizers, and a free dessert bar. What? Well, that's the best part. I know we're really a lot. We'll take turns going to the free dessert bar. That's awesome. Senior Connection Show. All right. Right on. So check out Tumbleweed Health Center. And then there's also the goodleafshop.com, where you can buy all sorts of our hemp and CBD products online. Yeah. Okay, why not? All right. So we've got some So they switched back. It was really funny, because last week they – when you started the program, you got this separate little window that opened up that said you're still on air. That'll probably drop off in a little while anyway. But last week they had a whole separate tab up there where it like popped up on its own little thing within the screen where all your open windows are. And so they went back to it for some reason. So All right, so are you a Coke fan or a Pepsi fan? Well, guess who launched a hemp seed-infused drink under Rockstar Energy? Pepsi! PepsiCo's latest drink from Rockstar Energy wants to help consumers chill out. Oh my gosh, really? Infused with hemp seed oil, spearmint, lemon balm, and only about 80 milligrams of caffeine, Pepsi is hoping to attract younger female consumers with the drink. Men between the ages of 18 and 34 consume the most energy drinks, according to the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. It's a combination of herbals that can help us to relax but not to sleep, said Fabiola Torres, PepsiCo General Manager and Chief Marketing Officer of its energy business. Wow. Other iterations of Rockstar drinks contain anywhere from 160 to 300 milligrams of caffeine. Whoa. Rockstar Unplugged will be available in slimmer 12-ounce cans in three flavors, blueberry, passion fruit, and raspberry cucumber. Ooh, beginning Tuesday, the beverage will be available nationwide, starting at $1.99 per can. We're going to have to get those in the shop. This isn't Rockstar's first foray into hemp. In April, the brand launched Rockstar Energy and Hemp in Germany. PepsiCo CEO Ramon LaGuarta told analysts that month that the German test was specific to that country, which has a sizable hemp market. Torres said Rockstar Unplugged's formula is quite different, using half the amount of caffeine than the German beverage. While many consumers may think of hemp seed as synonymous with CBD, there are some differences. Both come from hemp plants, but hemp seed has little to no CBD. It also has much less dramatic effects when consumed. Hemp seed doesn't have any functionality. It comes from an herb, Torres said. Imagine you're drinking an herbal tea with caffeine in it. That's it. It's currently legal for companies to sell CBD-infused food and beverages across state lines, keeping large players like Pepsi and its rival Coca-Cola out of the fray. A number of smaller players with less to lose have introduced their own CBD drinks, but the category remains tiny. Only 1.8% of Americans purchased a CBD drink in the last 3 months of 2021, according to the Brightfield Group. Hemp seed-infused food and drinks have no such ban in the U.S., but they have failed to catch on, like in Germany and other markets. This is new territory, so we're trying to test and learn and really have fun with it, Torres said. Shares of Pepsi have climbed 26% over the last 12 months, giving it a market value of $239 billion. Well, there you go. Maybe you will soon see hemp seed treats and goodies at the Good Leaf. And some of the retail stand, of course. Right arm. That's pretty good. All right. Well, there you have it. Yeah, hemp seeds are really amazing, and they're complete protein, and they're really good for you, and you should have them daily. All right. So let's see. Here's an interesting, this is from the Weed Blog. Does alcohol make THC stay in your system longer? I never thought of that. All right. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and there are few occasions less dire than an unexpected drug test. From apple cider vinegar to activated charcoal, the internet is full of supposed solutions that will cleanse your system if you have quit smoking weed and know what foods to avoid before a drug test. Have you considered the role alcohol might play in your detox efforts? Does alcohol make THC stay in your system longer, or can it help you flush faster? In the quest for how to pass a drug test, let's explore alcohol's role. Alcohol for flushing toxins. The most common form of THC testing is through urinalysis. Since THC is detectable in urine for up to 30, it just says for up to 30 after last use, probably means 30 days, this can be a tough test to beat if you have little time to prepare. One of the most bizarre home remedies for passing a THC test is using alcohol to flush your system. Where did the idea come from, and is it true? After you smoke weed and your body uses THC, it turns into a metabolite that is stored into fat cells. You have to burn fat to release the metabolites into the bloodstream until they are eventually released through your urine. So it makes sense that the more fat you can burn, the faster you can detox from THC. Although, One study shows that drinking alcohol might help you lose weight. It's not a general rule that alcohol will burn enough fat to pass a drug test. The guideline for making this work is to drink 8 ounces of alcohol every day, which will urge your body to burn excess fat to get energy to burn the calories from the alcohol. Supposedly, this exact formula of 8 ounces of the same drink every day will help you burn fat, but many variables exist. Your overall percentage of body fat or the type of alcohol you choose can throw this plan off track. Alcohol is a diuretic. When your body is dehydrated, the pituitary gland secretes a hormone that suppresses the release of urine to maintain as much fluid in the body as possible. These anti-diuretic hormones, ADH, are a defense mechanism against dehydration, but adding alcohol to the body interferes with how they work. Alcohol signals the kidneys to release water by pausing the ADH from doing its job. Wow, sounds confusing to me. The result is that you pee more frequently, making alcohol a diuretic. However, the premise that drinking alcohol will flush your system of THC is a faulty one. Just because you will pee more often does not mean you will pass a drug test. Will alcohol pass a drug test? In short, no. Whether you attempt the 8 ounces a day or go on a bender before a drug test, you're not going to pass as you've been smoking weed. Studies show that alcohol increases THC levels in your blood. So assuming that it will help you pass a test is foolhardy. Wow. THC might be more soluble in alcohol than water, but the only result you'll get with this remedy is a hangover. Stomach and small intestine and circulates throughout your bloodstream. The liver is responsible for breaking it down, and until it completes its job, the alcohol continues to swim around in your blood, affecting every organ in the body. Alcohol interacting with the brain causes a feeling of being drunk, and this feeling only dissipates if you stop drinking and let the liver process the booze. Our body's other major detox organs, the kidneys, are being nudged to release water and suppress the ADH. We know that alcohol is a diuretic, so whenever you are drinking it, your body is still in the active process of dehydrating. Therefore, using alcohol to detox from THC is not a viable or intelligent option. If you are serious about passing a drug test, look for a reliable remedy to help you detox THC. Instead, consider one of the following suggestions to help you pass the test. 1, 3 to 4 weeks. If you have a few weeks before a drug test or simply want to cleanse your system, stop using weed and let your body detox naturally. Get plenty of rest, extra exercise, avoid foods that might slow down the detox. Drink plenty of water, reduce alcohol intake, and focus on eating mineral-rich foods like leafy greens and fresh fruits. All right, 2. 5 to 7 days. It's crunch time and you need to consider what you can do to speed up your detox. This calls for a detox kit to help you get rid of THC fast. And day one, you should just been offered the job of your dreams pending a passing drug test. This calls for a same day detox drink kit to rid your body of THC within hours. So does alcohol make THC stay in your system longer? Not exactly, but it also won't help you flush it out any faster. Stick to the tried and true methods when it comes to detox and go on the bender and quit using cannabis before your next drug test. We'll put that in our chat just so you can check out the kits that they had in there. All right, let's see. Thailand to become the first Asian country to decriminalize cannabis. Go Thailand. Go Thailand. Thailand became the first country in Asia to approve the decriminalization of cannabis, though authorities have left a gray area around its recreational use. Health Minister Anutin, Charnvirakul, said that Narcotics Control Board had approved the dropping cannabis from the ministry's list of controlled drugs. The delisting by the ministry's Food and Drug Administration will now need to be formally signed by the health minister and enters into effect 120 days after publication in the Government Gazette. It follows the removal of cannabis, a plant species to which both marijuana and hemp belong, last month from the list of illegal drugs under Thailand's narcotic laws. Okay, police and lawyers said it was unclear possession of marijuana would no longer be an offense subject to arrest. A tangled and related laws means that production and possession of marijuana remains regulated for the first time being, leaving the legal status of recreational marijuana use in a gray area. Yeah. The health ministry measure retains on its list of controlled drugs parts from the cannabis plant that contain more than 0.2% by weight of THC, the psychoactive ingredient that gives users a high. Thailand in 2020 became the first Asian nation to decriminalize the production and use of marijuana for medical purposes. Under changes made in 2020, most of the cannabis plants were dropped from the Category 5 list of controlled drugs, but seeds and buds, which are associated with recreational use, were retained. The proposal now implemented by the FDA removes all parts of the plant from the list. Health Minister Newton has been the driving force behind decriminalizing marijuana. He's the leader of the Bumjai Thai Party, a major partner in the country's coalition government, and campaigned in the 2019 general election for legalization of marijuana production to aid farmers. The latest measure is also seen as helping to promote cannabis products as a major industry in Thailand. Newton said last week that the FDA's delisting, quote, responds to the government's urgent policy in developing marijuana and hemp for medical and health care benefits, developing technology and creating income for the public. His party announced that on Wednesday it would propose in Parliament a draft cannabis act to clarify the legal status of marijuana. Right on. Hey, Thailand. Guys got to clear things up, though, because all these gray areas get people in trouble, and then everyone's getting arrested and fined and thrown in jail and blah, blah, blah. Got to make it right. All right. So here we go. Here's another story before break. And then after break, this might be kind of a long one, but, well, after break, we're going to do the star signs and cannabis strains for February 2022. Valley plan to mail 13,000 hemp seeds to 1,000 customers. Spread the love and support local hemp farmers with the purchase of a Valley hemp-derived strain. Oh, these sisters look serious. Uh-oh, one of you is smiling. Perhaps due to fate, the Sisters of the Valley, the nun-like hemp bearers of Central Valley, California. Aha, there it is. Are mailing approximately 13,000 high CBD hemp souvenir seeds to 1,000 customers under a new program designed as a thank you to their customer base. The sisters are pulling a list on February 1st from their store in the last 1,000 and the last 1,000 customers who purchase from them, and each of them will receive a thank you card and a packet of hemp seeds in the mail this spring. They expect to send out 500 in February and another 500 in March. The Wee Barn seed strain was, quote, born of adversity, quote, as the sisters were under the threat of having their crops pulled out due to a sudden local law change that appeared to impact their farm. The sisters let the male live go to seed and ended up with their own proprietary CBD-rich strain. The seeds are not guaranteed feminized, nor are they guaranteed anything else, but customers report decent cannabinoid levels from the seeds. Quote, for a brief moment in time, 2018 to 2019, they made it illegal to grow anything less than 20 acres, Sister Kate told High Times. So when they first opened the hemp laws, they said, okay, but you have to have 30 acres. So here we are, and we've already 3 to 4 years into operating and every year growing a big crop in our backyard, a 1-acre farm. So we can't grow more than like an eighth of an acre outside, so it's not a lot of plants. Sister Kate let the males go to seed, thinking they were bound to get ripped anyways, but their crops never became an issue, and the 20-acre law was dropped. By then, the sisters had given birth to their own proprietary strain of hemp, unplanned, the Wee Barn seeds, were bred from plants of only high CBD strains that had bred with other hemp strains, Charlotte's Web, Susie Q, Cherry Pie, and Remedy, to be precise. Hemp and cannabis farmers in California are already burdened with regulations and taxes that make businesses nearly impossible. Adversity is nothing new for the sisters. The sisters, for instance, battled the city of Merced in 2016 in order to keep growing hemp. The sisters have been giving away hemp seeds with bigger bundled purchases of their salve and tinctures since 2019. Customers who grow the plant and have it tested report getting from 12 to 1 THC to CBD ratio to a wonderful as a perfect 1 to 1, which the higher path calls, quote, the golden ratio, quote. It's actually very interesting. The person who tested the flower at a perfect 1 to 1 was the Catholic nun. Sister Kate laughed. The sisters, of course, are in no way affiliated with the Catholic Church. Before becoming Sister Kate, Christine Mussine, her birth name, followed advice from a doctor to use cannabis to treat menopause. We're not in the seed business, Sister Kate says. We've never felt it right to sell them for very much, but we did sell them for about $3 to $4 of seed and put them in bundles. We gave them away in bundles in products. Now we have so many, and with COVID causing a scare in some people, we thought it was a good idea just to get the seeds out of the house and to say thank you to our customers. She explained benefits of strain rich in CBD and THC, which often need work together to synergistically. We are always seeking the 10 to 1, 12 to 1 ratio of CBD to THC, as that's the best for our products. But neurologists and people dealing with illnesses prefer the 1 to 1 ratio, said Sister Kate. In order to make $1 million in sales in a year, the sisters need 1,000 customers to spend $100 a year in the Sisters of the Valley store, which is the model she would like to build other sisterhoods upon. This is our thank you to the 1,000 customers who buy from us every year, she said. We aren't shipping internationally, said Sister Sophia, because firstly, we don't... There won't be a lot of them since our international sales have fallen from 20% to 3% during COVID. And secondly, we don't want to get anyone in trouble. We will reach out to those international customers and see if they want us to mail them before we do. Sister Quinn added, we have a strong calling to be the Johnny Appleseed of the hemp industry and share our seeds. If we could sell them, we could make $1 million. But if the seeds were a gift to us from the goddess, and we need to re-gift them to the people. Sister Quinn and her other sisters used to take seeds along during bike riding to spread along the canals and let nature take her course, but she said they never saw any plants sprouting. I suspected that surrounding Mennonite farmers pull them as soon as they are recognizable, or maybe the dogs eat them, said Sister Quinn. Mailing them to customers who already appreciate the medicine is a more certain way of knowing those seeds will be nurtured. What else is getting nurtured?
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, bong hit. Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. You're tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday. And we are going to read about the February horoscope. Why not? Why the heck not? It's Schmalentine's Day. I mean, Bloody Massacre Day coming up. That was supposed to be a laugh, but they'll clap for that anyway. Bloody Massacre Day. Seriously, look into it. But we are going to read about, let's see, not the sisters. We just read about the quote-unquote sisters. All right, star signs and cannabis strains, February 2022 horoscopes. Yeah, all right, here we go. Here we go. All right. Ah, February, the month of love, commitment, and acts of service. February also starts off the Lunar New Year on February 1st, and yesterday, welcome to the Year of the Tiger. Wow, where's that sound? Okay, close enough. The tiger represents compassion and strength, a reminder that we can be soft without compromising our strength, like a potent buttery concentrate fresh from the dispensary. That's funny. Soft but strong. Soft but strong. On February 3rd, tomorrow, Mercury returns to direct motion. Breathe that collective sigh of relief. On February 14th, Mercury is in Aquarius. Some relationship drama might be on the menu this Valentine's Day, but don't let that stop you from putting yourself out there. February 18th, we enter sweet, sensitive Pisces season. The little gestures will leave you feeling the most grateful in the coming weeks. So embrace Cupid's arrow and buckle up for a month of feelings. Oh, boy. Aquarius, this is the dawn. Okay, I won't do it. Happy February, Aquarius. This month is shaping up to be a mix of cheer and challenge. We start things off bright and hopeful with the Lunar New Year on February 1st. We are now in the Year of the Tiger. Channel that strength the rest of the month when things get hard and you should be. Your ruler, Uranus, is in direct motion this month. On February 3rd, Mercury leaves its retrograde motion and returns direct. things should lighten up briefly. Then, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, Mercury enters your sign for a challenging Valentine's Day treat. This energy will be a little chaotic, but if you're prepared for it, you'll likely come out of it unscathed. Then you can celebrate a second coming of Valentine's Day when Pisces season starts on February 18th. Buckle up, light up, do whatever you have to do to make it through the rough patches this month. You've got this. And your strain is Green Love Potion. This indica strain has hints of lavender, and users report its effects are great for a date night spent indoors. Ooh, all right. That sounded interesting. All right, Pisces. Hey, little fishies. Happy February, Pisces. January's in the rearview mirror. Thank Cupid. Oh, there we go. What a cold and dark month that was. February starts off bright and cheerful with the Lunar New Year. On the first of the month, welcome the Year of the Tiger. You've got lots of strength left in you to carry you through the year. Your ruler, Neptune, is in direct motion this month. On the 14th, Mercury enters Aquarius. This should make for an interesting Valentine's Day. You might have to work a little harder to see the love in your life, but it's certainly there. Get to know your partner's love language intimately this month. Consider it an act of service, a Pisces favorite love language. On the 18th, we celebrate you season, a fantastic few weeks of emotional maturity and open dialogue await us all. You're worthy of so much love, Pisces. Your strain, California, is the state of mind. If you need an excuse to feel laid back this month, spark a joint rolled with California Love OG. This hybrid strain is great for heady effects and a tasty, earthy profile. Users love it for its mellow vibes and the fact that you can smoke California Love OG in the middle of the day and still get things done. I like it. I love OGs. I can smoke them all day and get things done. Aries! Happy Valentine's Month, Aries. It's shaping up to be a festive month for fire signs. Fire, ooh, because you tolerate the ebbs and flows of life better than most. A little Mercury in Aquarius, February 14th on Valentine's Day, shouldn't throw your romantic plans too much. Your ruler, Mars, is in direct motion this month, so motivation should be high. Get it? High. Mars sextile Neptune on February 23 should also turn up the flames in your relationship, so it could be smart to plan a little Valentine's Day part two for your boo around that time. Your strain? If you're looking to make a lasting impression on someone special this month, you could share a bowl of love potion with your honey. This strain is 70% sativa, and users report that it does wonders for their collective libido. I'm going to post this too in our studio blog, so you guys can check it out. So also, Leafly gives you links to where to find these. All right, Taurus. There you go. Excellent. Happy February, Taurus. Being the luxury lovers of the zodiac, bulls can expect to be pampered this month. Ah, the lunar year on February 1st is a great time to recalibrate and set new goals for the coming year. On February 3rd, Mercury goes direct. With the random retrograde mood swings subsiding, now is the time to communicate your needs clearly with your partner. Mercury enters Aquarius on February 14th, the day of love, just to spice things up for everybody. If your relationship strain, sit tight. Things will improve in the coming weeks. The start of Pisces season on February 18th should rectify any feelings that were hurt through miscommunications earlier in the month. All in all, you will find February to be a pretty calm month. Can't ask for much more than that these days. No kidding. Your strain, whether you take the opportunity to celebrate romantic love, platonic love, or you celebrate with your animal friends, yay, Poochie love, is a delightful sativa strain that pairs well with feelings of compassionship. Users report this bud has a fast-acting cerebral buzz that is mild and very enjoyable with a meal or when shared with someone you care about. All right, Gemini, here we go, you crazy kids. Which one of you are here with us? We always ask. You made it through January, Gemini. The coldest, harshest month of the year is behind you, and now you get to celebrate the month of love. Geminis are adept at making close friendships, so if there isn't a romantic interest in your life this month, have no fear. There is still plenty to celebrate. The Lunar New Year kicks the month off on February 1st. This begins the year of the Tiger, energy that you can identify with. On the 3rd, Mercury goes direct in Capricorn. You might find that some of your loftier goals for the year now feel unattainable. It's okay to switch gears and try new things. That's funny. On the 14th, we celebrate Valentine's Day and Mercury's dance into Aquarius. Pisces season begins on the 18th. All of that to say that the theme for the second half of the month is feelings. All right. So buckle up and prepare to be warm, to be the warm ear to friends who rely on your chipper and upbeat attitude. Your strain, whether your love life is great or on the rocks, it's nothing a bowl of love potion number 9 and a good nap can't fix. Hell, a good nap can fix anything. This indica strain is great for those nights you need a little extra push to go to sleep. Users report that it's great for busting up bad moods or setting the tone for a romantic night in. All right. Cancer. Ooh, you little crab. Cancer. Happy February, Cancer. This month should be relatively smooth and have some sweet moments too. Everything starts with the Lunar New Year on the 1st as we celebrate the Year of the Tiger. Remember that it's courageous to share your true feelings. This is a great month to be ruled by the moon. Mercury returns to direct motion on February 3rd. Speaking of Mercury, it enters Aquarius on Valentine's Day. Kind of an odd pairing for the day of love, but you'll weather any weird vibes well. The full moon in Leo on the 16th will also offer a chance to give and receive in receive love in its purest forms. Be on the lookout for other subtle love languages. You are surrounded by more support than you think. Your strain, whatever kind of love you're celebrating this month, love is love, is a fantastic hybrid strain to share with those closest to you. Pack a bowl and watch a movie or take in the night sky. Users report this strain is great for life's daily aches and pains and that the effects last a long time, perfect for a relaxing night shared with someone special. Leo the lion. Again, all we have is the cow. Happy love month, Leo. You made it through January. Quite the feat for a sign ruled by the sun because, well, there wasn't a lot of that to go around in January. But on to the next. This month kicks off with the Chinese Lunar New Year on the 1st. This is the year of the tiger. Lions can relate to the powerful, graceful energy that the tiger brings. Mercury returns to direct motion on the 3rd. We celebrate Valentine's Day and Mercury's dance into Aquarius on the 14th. This is something of a disjointing pairing, but your love life shouldn't suffer too much. Your ruler is in Pisces beginning on the 18th. We begin a season of big feelings and emotional intelligence. Be open to receiving others' love, even if it is spoken in a different language than the love language you speak. You've got a lot of energy coming your way this month. Use it wisely. February strain, in the month of big feelings, big love is an ideal hybrid strain to take along for the ride. This bud has a delicious aromatic profile, and users report that the buzz is moderate with soothing side effects. All right, Virgo, here you go. Happy February, Virgo. You made it through the coldest month of the year. Time for some warmth and love to come your way. February 1st is the Chinese Lunar New Year. This is the year of the tiger. Take that strong, compassionate, and graceful energy and pour it into those you love this month. Your ruler, Mercury, has a busy month. It goes direct on February 3rd. Then on Valentine's Day, February 14th, it enters Aquarius. This brings some interesting love energy to the table. Be prepared for frank and open discussions with your boo. Not necessarily a super romantic vibe, but you'll get through it unscathed nonetheless. February strain for you. Whether you have a Valentine or not, you can celebrate with a bowl of Love Triangle. This hybrid strain features an earthy profile and sweet taste. Users report that it has a top-tier strain that is a great naptime smoke. Woo-woo! I love the naptime. Bring it. All right, Libra, time to balance things out there. And they've got Libra with the scale and two pipes. You got to have it. You made it to February, Libra. This month has a lot to celebrate. To start, the Chinese Lunar New Year is February 1st. This begins the year of the tiger. Let's just make sure we're still on air. Yeah, look, good. Take that strength and grace with you into the next year, and you're sure to knock it out of the park. Your ruler, Venus, is in direct motion, which bodes well considering it's the month of love. Mercury goes back into direct motion on February 3rd and then enters Aquarius on February 14th, Valentine's Day. This might bring some conflicting energy to your romantic life, but clear and concise communication should stave off any major damage. Be on the lookout for opportunities to share love with the people who need it the most around you. It's been an incredibly tough few years for many. Even the smallest act of kindness goes a long way. February strain. If you've been hungry for love this month, pack a bowl of pure love. This indica dominant strain is known for its appetite expanding effects, and users report that this is a wonderful bud to pair with a meal and a friend or a love interest. Remember, Mary Jane is always willing to be your Valentine. There's a link under here. It says, find pure love and smoke it. All right, and here we go. Scorpio. Yeah, notice Scorpio's got two bongs in the photo there. I love these pictures, these sun signs for the weed, these weedish folks. Happy Valentine's month, Scorpio. You are going to make Cupid proud this month. What does that mean? Things start off very strong with the Lunar New Year on February 1st. We begin in the year of the tiger. Wow. Graceful and courageous, energy abounds. Your rulers, Mars and Pluto, are in direct motion this month. Finances and business should be stable for the next few weeks. Yeah, yeah. We like that. Mercury returns to direct motion on February 3rd, and then Mercury enters Aquarius on Valentine's Day, February 14th. This might cause some kerfuffles in the love department, but don't get overwhelmed just yet because we enter Pisces season on February 18th. This will herald in a period of emotional maturity and strong communication. You will have a delightful time with those you love this month. Look for every opportunity to remind the people you love just how special they are to you. We need a button that goes, aw. February strain, whether it's a fling or something that's built to last, pack a bowl of true love to celebrate the month of love. This hybrid strain is known for its cerebral effects, and users report that it tastes delicious. So kick back and make a night of it, solo or with someone you love. There you go. True love. All right. And here we go for Sagittarius. You get double joint, Sag. You survived January, Sag. What a feat. It was cold, it was dark, and yet here you are. You'll be capitalizing on that energy on the first of the month when we celebrate the Lunar New Year. This year is the year of the tiger. Strength, courage, wisdom, bound. Use this energy to manifest good things into your love life. Your ruler, Jupiter, is in direct motion this month. On February 3rd, Mercury returns to forward motion, and then on Valentine's Day, February 14th, Mercury enters Mercurial Aquarius. If this puts a damper on your Valentine's Day plans, have no fear. Pisces season begins on February 18th. You can plan Valentine's Day part two. With your honey, when the season of emotional intuitiveness starts. Pisces are great, aren't they? February strain, whether you have big plans to celebrate Valentine's Day or you've got a low-key date on the books, you can still take a trip on Love Boat. This hybrid strain is known for its calming effect and earthy taste. Users report that this bud helps them unwind from everyday stressors. Share a bowl with someone you love and let Cupid sweep you up in the moment. There you go. And last but not least, here we go. Capricorn. Happy Love Month, Cap. Things start off bright and hopeful with the Lunar New Year on February 1st. It's now the year of the Tiger. Channel that gracious, strong energy, and you can face any number of work and romantic obstacles coming your way this month or next. Your ruler, Saturn, is in direct motion this month. Communication should be open and direct. Direct. On February 3rd, Mercury goes direct. You can release the tension in your shoulders now. Yeah, I always do that to my best friend. I see her and her shoulder up to here, and I just have to touch them, and they go down. Oh, there you go. Back down. Then on Valentine's Day, Mercury walks into Aquarius. Kind of an odd pairing that might lead to some minor relationship strife or strife in your business communications. But the beginning of Pisces season on February 18th should herald in some emotional levity. All in all, you should make it through the month happy and healthy. Golf clap. February strain. It's a great month to be in love, Cap. Whatever that means to you, celebrate it with a bowl of One Love. This is incredibly mellow hybrid with cerebral effects and a very pleasant aroma. Pack a bowl and toast to love in all forms. Here we go. Lift that up a little bit and you can actually hear the sound effect. Wednesday, Wednesday, folks, you are hearing it here. All right, everybody's still here. All right, check it out. So thank you to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Go down and get certified. Recreational marijuana is great. The 25% sales tax is not. So there's your first reason to come get it. We're getting a lot of rec users. We're also getting a lot of users or a lot of medical cannabis patients coming from other centers that have closed. So gather up your records, folks, and come on down. We're open to see you in person or telemed. What conditions qualify you for a medical cannabis card? PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, which we know covers everything, fibromyalgia, migraines, IBS, arthritis, DDD, all that. Nausea, seizures, all the seizures, including epilepsy. HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, and we know that goes to dementia and everything in between there. Cachexia or wasting syndrome. Severe and persistent muscle spasms. That could be Parkinson's, leg cramps, leg twitches, tremors, and includes multiple sclerosis. You're eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes any of the above conditions. So if your condition isn't up there, but it causes any of these problems, then you can get a medical cannabis card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. Also want to give a shout out to the Growers House, 3635 East 34th Street. Go down and get your growing equipment, etc., and go to growershouse.com. Also want to give a shout out to Canna Health Online Digital Magazine. Go ahead and just check out their magazines from wherever you are.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
That is right. So check it out. And thank you again for being here for Weed Day Wednesday. We love you guys so much. We appreciate you spending your morning with us each and every Wednesday. Come down to Tumbleweeds at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come get certified. Check us out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. All sorts of news, information, events. Remember, we're going to be at the Senior Center or the Senior Show at the Hilton East Tucson on the 22nd. I'm sure we'll get Cannabis Kid back in here sometime soon. We will. And maybe we'll get one of you on the show. Check it out, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can get on the show. Just send us a message and we'll get you on. All right, remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Happy Weed Day Wednesday. Go smoke some bowls. And have an awesome day, folks. We love you. See you next week.